This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In Boulder, a jury has found a gunman guilty of carrying out a mass shooting at a grocery store 3 years ago. Ahmad Alyssa is guilty on all 55 counts, including 10 for first-degree murder, one for each person killed that day. After the verdict, Bob Olds spoke on behalf of his niece, Ricky Olds, who was shot and killed.
I hope when you are sitting in your cell, you are tormented and haunted by what you did to all the victims.
The jury made its decision after roughly 6 hours of deliberation over 2 days, and in doing, they have rejected the defense that the 25-year-old was insane at the time of the shooting. Four Colorado schools have been named National Blue Ribbon Award schools: DSST Cedar High School in Denver Public Schools, Zach Elementary School in Pooter School District, Mesa View Elementary School in Mesa County Valley School District 51, and Skyview Middle School in Pueblo County School District 70. The award from the U.S. Department of Education recognizes schools for their academic excellence and progress in closing achievement gaps. The newspaper that serves Grand Junction and the Greater Western Slope is reducing the number of print copies it publishes each week. Starting in mid-October, the Daily Sentinel will only publish a printed newspaper on Wednesdays and Sundays. The newspaper said the change allows them to invest in staffing by cutting back on production costs. And fire training exercises are taking place at Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station tomorrow. People may see smoke and fire in the area. Cheyenne Mountain also says traffic may be disrupted around the Space Force Station. This is CPR News.